Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lions of Fifth Avenue by Fiona Davis. Read for you by Aaron Bennett and Lisa Flanagan. For librarians everywhere. Chapter 1. New York City, 1913. She had to tell Jack. He wouldn't be pleased. As Laura Lyons returned from running errands, turning over in her head the various reactions her husband might have to her news, she spotted the beggar perched once again on the first tier of the granite steps that led to her home, seven rooms buried deep inside the palatial New York Public Library. This time, the beggar woman's appearance elicited not pity, but a primal fear. It was certainly some kind of ominous sign, one that made Laura's heart beat faster. A woman on the verge of ruin, alone and without any resources. Unloved. The beggar's black mourning gown was more tattered than it had been last week, fraying at the sleeves and hem, and her face shone with summer sweat. Every few days for the past month, she'd taken up a spot off to one side of the grand entryway under one of the towering stone lions, one of which had been named Leo Astor and the other Leo Lennox, after two of the library's founders, John Jacob Astor and James Lennox. Laura's children had admired them right off, with Harry claiming Lennox as his pet and Pearl doing the same for Astor.